And I'm Mark Wilson. I'm with the Workplace Health Group at the University of Georgia. And let me start off by recognizing my colleagues on this project and also CDC for sponsoring this project. This was part of their health protection research initiative that they just recently did. I get to share with you Move to Improve, which is the evaluation of a multi-level, multi-component physical activity intervention that we did in a large retail chain. It was a real simple randomized controlled trial where we had 16 sites total. 8 went to the treatment group, the intervention group, 8 went to the control. The control was what we called a usual care control, which means that this organization was already offering a variety of activities, and we couldn't keep them from continuing to offer those activities to their employees. So we added this physical activity program on top of those activities, and we also monitored those activities in the control group, and quite frankly, there wasn't a whole heck of a lot going on. So it isn't a true control group, but it's pretty darn close, and we call it unusual care. We had a pretest, we had a midpoint assessment, we had a post-test. It was a 12-week physical activity program, so the midpoint was at 6 weeks. And then we had a variety of goal assessments and some process evaluation that I'll talk about here in just a little bit. This gives you an idea that we're pretty well scattered all over the country except for the Northwest there, that we didn't have any sites there. But it was a real good cross-section of sites across the country. This was not any of their retail sites. This was not any of the stores. This was the corporate regional headquarters. This was warehousing operations. This was large call centers that they had, but there was not any of the individual stores that was located in these groups. It was more administrative sites. Here's a consort statement that kind of shows you the flow chart for the participants. You see that there's 8 sites in the second level there. We had a large number in the participant, the intervention group, largely because we had the corporate headquarters that were involved, one very large site that kind of carried the weight there. And you'll see that in just a little bit here. So there's a little bit more in the intervention group than the control group. Conceptual foundation was a socio-ecological approach, goal setting, and using social cognitive theory. Whew. All right, I went through that very quickly because anytime I go to a session where they're talking about evaluation, I want to know what the heck you did and what the results were. So that's why I want to spend a little bit extra time talking about the intervention itself, exactly what went on with that, and then sharing some of the specific results that we had. There were 3 key elements to this. The first was an individual goal-setting intervention. This is very much based upon a lot of work by Locke and Latham, who pretty well demonstrated, certainly in the physical activity arena, that goal-setting is effective. We gave them, when they signed up, there was a baseline assessment, as you saw. We gave them a manual, a paper manual. 12-week manual had 6 2-week sessions in there. And we tried to walk them through everything from beginning. This is physical activity. This is why it's important. Here's how you stretch and get ready, all the way to the very last session that included some relapse prevention strategies. Here's how you keep physical activity going over the long term. And then in between sessions, it dealt with barriers and benefits and those types of things. We asked them at the beginning, based upon a series of questions that we had, to evaluate what their activity level was right now, and to set a goal for the next 2 weeks. The goal was based upon, and we used U.S. Preventive Services guidelines where we're looking at number of steps. They were given a pedometer for this, as well as 10-minute blocks of activity. So we're looking for 150 minutes over the week. 10,000 steps a day was the ideal of the recommended goal. So we asked them to set a goal in both of those areas. Some of them did one, some did the other. Most of them did both of them, fortunately for us. We didn't care. As long as they set a goal in one or the other, as long as they fairly well monitored that goal and tried to achieve that goal, it didn't make much difference to us whether they did the minutes or whether they did the steps. And at the end of each 2-week period, so we set a goal, they write that goal down. During that 2-week period, we had a sheet that they monitored the steps and or minutes each day over the 2-week period. And at the end of that 2-week period, they summed that up. So they had a written record of what they did. They compared that to their goal. They took the sheet that listed the 2-week steps and minutes that they did. They tore that off. They sent it into us. And that's what I'll share with you a little bit later, the record of that. So we were keeping an ongoing record. But most importantly was that goal. They got a chance to see how well they did over the last couple of weeks, what their goal was for them, that last two-week period. And then we proceeded to ask them about 8 or 10 questions that dealt with, all right, you achieved your goal. Why did you think you achieved your goal? Or you didn't achieve your goal. What were some of the barriers? What were some of the problems associated with that? So we had about 8 or 10 questions that we asked them. And then based upon that, we gave them some feedback on how to continue this physical activity regimen over the next 2 weeks and asked them to set another goal for that two-week period. So each assessment, that was a goal-setting assessment. Every 2 weeks, we asked them to write down what they did. We asked them what their goal was. We documented that. And then we led them through a series of questions to try to get them to set up the next two-week assessment. So it was quite active and detailed in what they had to keep track of. But believe it or not, they did a pretty good job of that overall. Second, there was a team competition. We allowed them to select teams. They would choose a team captain. They would form the team any way that they wanted to. We tried to get them to keep it within 8 or 10 people on a team. If you get teams too big, it gets a little unwieldy sometimes. Some of them were slightly larger. Some of them were less. We had teams of 4 or 5, and we weren't going to argue about the size of the team. The opportunity was for them to interact and support each other as part of the team. The team captain was trained. We gave the team captain some pointers on how to communicate with the individuals, how to reinforce this physical activity. Of course, we used the team captains to collect all these goal-setting sheets. We need to have some way to shove them up to us. So we had a variety of team captains in each location. Those team captains served as a conduit to the information to us, but also served to reinforce. And I'll show you a little bit later, we also had, once those goals were recorded, we put them on a big poster that was posted in the worksite. So all the teams got to see how they were making progress compared to all the other teams. And of course, there were prizes for the winning teams. And then finally, we set up an organizational action component of what you might call the supportive workplace component that dealt with initial planning committee, advisory committee at the top. We had, of course, the group goals and incentives that are associated with that, strong management support and endorsement for the program, and a variety of environmental prompts. And again, the literature pretty well supports the effectiveness of environmental prompts. A variety of signs, like putting a sign by the elevator that says, you know, you take the stairs, you can burn X number of calories or something like that. So we tried to saturate the environment with as many of these prompts, these signs, these table tents, the posters, as we could to remind them of the activities. All right, this gives you an idea of the intervention design. We had the sites, we had site coordinators at each, we had a number of team captains, and then, of course, the participants below. And when you see there in the middle, Georgia, 51 team captains, almost 400 participants, that was the corporate headquarters. That was a very large site that kind of skewed the size. And then 557 participants, same thing. Again, usual care, no team captains, site coordinator. All they did was basically help us collect the data for this particular study. Project measures. We looked at a variety of measures. The primary outcome was related, obviously, to physical activity. Were they moving? But we looked at a bunch of mediators, stages of change, process of change, self-efficacy, etc. And we also had the opportunity to take a look at a variety of work organization factors, because we, in some of the work that we've been doing with the Workplace Health Group, are very interested in not just the health outcomes, but also documenting the impact on an organization in terms of business talk. They talk presenteeism, they talk turnover, they talk absenteeism, they talk costs, as our previous speakers have identified. So we wanted to look at some of these factors as well. But what I want to share with you today is not all this stuff. I want to focus in on the bottom line. How well did we get them to move? Because ultimately, that was the purpose of this evaluation. And here's one slide to show you. This was the number of minutes. This is 10-minute blocks of time. On the left of the y-axis, you see MVPA. That's moderate and vigorous physical activity. So we looked at both of those, and this was combined moderate and physical activity per week. And what you see a big jump. Obviously, there was not much of the baseline, and once we got them going in week one, we saw this huge increase. But we, after that, saw continually slight increases as we went along. So it's very, very much what we were looking for in this intervention. Same thing with steps. This is the pedometer steps per day. So we didn't quite achieve the 10,000 we wanted towards the end, but we did see significant gains over time. And this is strictly, the last two are strictly in the intervention group, obviously, because there was no intervention of the control sites, or no attempt to get them to register minutes or steps. here's the overall results, and this is broken into the vigorous and the moderate. You see the very top is the vigorous physical activity. We saw significant gains of vigorous physical activity compared to the control group, which is actually the clear squares. So we saw significant differences there. We also saw significant differences on moderate physical activity, but not at the same level. If you take a look at the diamonds there, if you will, the black being the treatment group, the clear, or the white being the control group, and the confounding factor there was clearly that control group. They gained slightly from the midpoint, which was 6 weeks, to the follow-up assessment. They gained slightly, and that washed out some of the results, if you will. Let me show you this another way. I think it'll demonstrate it even more. Here's, again, vigorous physical activity, national level 23%, 2010 objectives 30%. And what you saw in the red bars, which are the intervention, consistent increases across time. Wonderful. That's what we wanted to find out. In the blue bars, the control group for the vigorous physical activity, we saw decreases over time. Real nice. That worked out really, really nice. Unfortunately, here's the confounding one. Red bars again. Intervention. Moderate physical activity. Significant increases over time as we're going up. We saw steps, particularly from baseline to 6 weeks, which is nice because, again, at baseline, they're not doing much. The confounding variable was the control group related to moderate activity, and we did see increases, as you can see, from time one to time two to time three, we saw increases in the in moderate level of physical activity. Again, differences were statistically significant, but were washed out a little bit, and ultimately what happens, the control group, the moderates kind of washed out the vigorous, and so what we saw was a relatively stable across time if you're looking at both vigorous or moderate physical activity. In the control group, but again, we saw the significant increases with the intervention group. So over time, we saw those nice changes that we all love to see. And these are some of our participants up in Ontario, one of the sites. And it was not snowing during this particular intervention, so we were fortunate. Maybe that was very well planned as they're out walking during one of their breaks. We also did, as I think I mentioned earlier, we also did a process evaluation. So I want to take a little bit of time to share with you some of the results of the process evaluation. Most importantly here, I think two items of note. Number one, the red bars are the site coordinators. They're the people at the top that help us coordinate this. The blue bars are the team captains. And it's interesting when we ask them the same questions that we got a lot more response out of the team captains than we did the site coordinators. But where we heard the most, I think, and we've heard this from a lot of studies that we've done in a lot of organizations, there tends to be a lot of conflicts related to scheduling, related to the work time, and being able to follow through with the particular intervention. And this is an ongoing issue I think we deal with in worksite health promotion programs. When we talk about employees, about their involvement, did you attend the kickoff? Did you read the manual? Was it helpful? Did you see the signs, those environmental prompts? Very positive across. They were very much engaged. The kickoff actually was just kind of a big event, largely to get them enrolled in the program and get them to complete the baseline survey. It really wasn't part of the intervention. So 54%, not ideal, but we'll settle for that. What we're really thrilled about is the folks that were engaged by using the manual, by thinking it was helpful and seeing the posted signs. And we also asked them about the team involvement. Did you check the progress of your team? Was there team meetings that you attended? Did team sets goals? Were they aware of what the other teams were doing? And we saw generally positive. Could be a little bit better as far as the organization of the team meetings and goals. What we found out when we talked with them is there's a lot of enthusiasm up front, goals and meetings, and then it kind of tailed off as time went on, as you might expect. So we need to figure out a way to kind of keep those teams energized at the same way that the individuals are energized. And this gives you an example of the team posters. And you can see you've got the Terminators and the DigiWalkers, and each team had their own name. They named it themselves. They chose their captain, and they recorded those, and these were posted in a central location, generally in the break rooms where they'd go the breaks and where they'd eat lunch and whatnot like that. And every week, the team captains would document the progress on here. Here's one of the winning teams. This is the Yasmanian Devils, I think. This was the Lardies de Hardies, another winning team in another site that was able to do very well across the board. And we looked at the way we won was not the total, but how many members of your group achieved 75% of those goals. the 150 and the 10,000 steps a day. So it wasn't who did the most walking. We didn't want to kill everybody. Once everybody achieved, what was the percentage of your members of the team achieved it? And there were some ties. So there were teams where all their members made it, and we gave everybody the prize or the incentive. All right. Spent a lot of time talking about the results and the intervention, and we can go through these pretty quickly because I'm out of time anyway. We did see significant gains in physical activity over time. It included goals, minutes, as well as steps. We did see it both at the moderate and the vigorous, but certainly at the vigorous it was really apparent. And we found that the participants were largely engaged, at least in the goal setting team competition for the most part, but not quite at the level that we would like. So I think there is positive gains. Effectiveness, it can be a gain with a goal-setting activity such as this. However, the environmental support was much more difficult. It was more difficult to document. It was more difficult to implement. And so I think we still need to take a harder look and try to document a little bit more effectively these organizational supports that accompany a particular behavior change program.